I have been, for a number of months, this has not just started since Dr. Seville's meeting here, but for a number of months, in different ways at different times, the Lord has been speaking to me. Not all one, you know, it might be one day or two, and then another week later, another area speaking about this area of acceleration.
Amen.
And I want to talk about it tonight, but I specifically want to talk about what acceleration is. I want to talk about some things we can do, specifically one thing that we can do to accommodate or let's put it this way, respond to acceleration.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's much in the Bible, and I don't have time to get into it tonight. I shared a couple weeks ago on Sunday morning about acceleration. The Bible talks about in Romans 9, I believe verse 29, 28 or 29, something like that. Yeah, a quick work will the Lord make in these last days. We read in Amos where it talks about the plowman who overtake the reaper. That's a shortening or a curtailing of time between sowing and reaping.
That's right.
And we read that in various ways throughout the Bible about these end times. And acceleration, basically, if you look at what acceleration really is, it's divine speeding up, say divine speeding up, of things that have been lingering in inactivity. Anybody have anything in your life that has been lingering in inactivity? Amen. Something that is due to you, a harvest off of faithfulness, or harvest off of obedience to God's plan, a harvest off of sowing seed, financial seed, but not just that, a harvest off of just responding and obeying God's plan or obeying God's call. You know, our lives are greatly benefited by that.
Yes, sir.
But yet, on the other hand, the Bible has promises connected to many of these things. Amen. It has promises connected to obedience. Remember, the willing and obedient. What will happen? You eat the good of the land. I didn't write that. People get mad at preachers, but that's in the Bible. That was in there before I came along. Amen. So, how many of you know he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting? That's not just finances. That's just living in the Spirit rather than living in the flesh. You know, the deeds or the activities of the flesh. There's many things God wants to accelerate in this day. Revelation. Revelation is actually accelerating. The Bible talks about it in the book of Daniel. Knowledge shall increase. Then Daniel, what is that? I forget the chapter. But not in the last days, knowledge will increase. That just simply means, in fact, they say it now, that the amount of knowledge that mankind has now is doubling. Does anybody have any recent statistics? Every 9 months or something like that? I want to say it's not very long. What used to it take years and decades for it to double. Now it's just doubling quicker and quicker.
Amen.
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 How many of you ever learned and found out that the more you know, the more you realize you need to know? And but God's, you know, that's natural knowledge, but God's revelation knowledge is also increasing in the earth. It's accelerating. Hallelujah. The one thing that we'll see accelerate in the last days is spiritual growth. And the plans of God will accelerate. Amen. Things that used to take a long time, like it used to maybe take us a long time, that we'd have a certain need in the congregation, and it'd take a certain amount of time to get there and get that need met. I've noticed as our faith has grown, all of our, mine, yours, all of us, as our faith has grown, needs will come up, bam, that's quicker, they're out, they're gone.
Amen.
Case in point, TV cameras. How long did that? Didn't even take 3 minutes. Now, the first week we were here preaching, that would not have happened. That's not a slam. That's just a revelation that things are accelerating, and there's reasons for that. But getting through ministry doors, progressing in the plan of God, you know, getting into projects the Lord says, I want you to do this. Well, we're going to do it according to our faith. He says, I have something for you. I have a building for the congregation. I have this or I have that. We're going to do that according to our faith. And as our faith develops, acceleration is really connected to a more developed faith.
Yes.
Especially faith to respond.
Amen.
And we'll look at that. Don't get unhooked because you're not sure where we're going yet. Amen. And so acceleration means things happening in a more swift or quick way. It means immediate. It includes immediate things.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about through the operation of God's power.
Yes. Yes.
You know, miracles, we talked about a couple Sundays ago, there's diverse miracles. Hebrews 2 talks about diverse miracles. Yes. Miracles are going to be needed for your life to do what God's called you to do.
Yes.
You've not done something wrong because you need a miracle.
That's right.
Everybody's going to need the miraculous power of God to do what He's called us to do. He's not called us to do what we can do. He's called us to do what we can't do. If you can do it, you might want to re-examine whether or not God actually is the one that said do it. That we got a few grunts. But anyway, we talked about the different kinds of miracles, and we talked about one of them is the miracle of acceleration. Jesus turned the water into wine. Which normally takes months and months and, well, years, really. Really years to get to grow the grape and everything and get the wine. But Jesus, but through the miracle of acceleration, it happened in a moment. Just a moment or two. Boom. Water is wine. That's the miracle of acceleration. We looked extensively in that service about the ship that the Bible says when Jesus got into the boat, immediately it was at the land.
Yes, sir.
And I looked at that for years and missed that, but I was drawn to that one day, and I kept reading it and meditating on it, and I looked at another translation, and all the and any of the commentaries even mentioned it's one of the greatest miracles in the Bible.
Yeah.
I used to miss that. I just kind of thought, well, that just meant they weren't far from the land. But no, they were out there in the middle of the place. The Bible says that Jesus had walked, I forget how many they had rode out, 3 or 4 furlongs or whatever that says there. And a couple of people have come to me and said, because I said in that service, I'm not sure how far that is. A couple of people came and said, and it's true. Yeah, that was actually like 3 miles out.
Yeah.
I had never visioned Jesus walking that far.
Wow. Yeah.
But they were out there in the middle of that place. And Jesus got in the boat, and the Bible says immediately, bam, it's in the harbor. I missed that for years. That's a miracle of acceleration. Hallelujah. Can God's power speed things up? Praise the Lord. What about sowing seed and you turn around? There's your harvest. Praise God. And so it means that we're going to have to change our pace to flow with God in this. Things that have been taking a long time in these last days, if we won't quit using our faith in these last days, we'll start speeding up.
Yes.
Start speeding up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, hallelujah. The thing I want to share tonight is that this acceleration is not going to happen just through the sovereignty of God. There is a sovereign work of the miraculous. But we don't live by sovereign works. We live by faith. But the just shall live by faith. And so what can we do? I want to know my part. Anybody want to know your part? I want to know what, because the Bible said we're laborers together with God. Anything God's doing in your or my life, He's going to have us participate in it. We've got to get a hold of that. We are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, what is that? Verse 9, I believe. We're laborers together with God. God's going to involve you in your miracle. He's not going to do it out here, but He's going to involve you. When He turned the water into wine, He involved them. He said, go fill. He said, remember Mary said, whatever He says, do, do it.
Yes, that's right.
And he turned around and said, after a discussion with his mother, said, go fill the water pots up with wine. With water, excuse me.
Water.
And they filled it up with wine. Notice, they were participating in the miraculous. In other words, that's something that you and I need to understand. We talk about acceleration and miracles of acceleration. We all shout and praise God. That's going to happen. That's going to happen. But what is our part? You want to know that? Let's look at something here Go over to John's Gospel. Go to John's Gospel. This is a verse that's been standing out to me in the last, well, today I was looking at it, really. John 12, 35 through 36. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light. Now, obviously, Jesus is referring to himself as the light. We know he's the light of the world. But this is not just about when Jesus was on the earth. This is for us today.
That's right.
The Bible says, the entrance of his word giveth light.
Yes, sir.
That's correct. Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
If you study the term light in the Bible, there are references to natural light, but most of the time it's spiritual light, meaning revelation. Or, number one, revelation of the word, where the word of God, excuse me, the Holy Spirit enlightens the word of God and you see it. You know what we mean when we say see it? Yes, you didn't understand it before, but you're reading it and it's like, I see it.
Yes.
That's called light. Just like in the natural, without light you can't see. In the spiritual realm, you can't see without light. Without light, you're going to stumble around making a lot of mistakes. So when he says light here, think of it in those terms, although he's the light of the world. But how many of you know he's still lighting men's candles today? And even though he's not here in the flesh, but he's still giving light. He's still illuminating people's spirits, really. He does it through the word, through the entrance of his word gives light. Or he does it through the Holy Spirit giving you direction. You believe in God for something. You believe in God to be able to get into something, maybe get into a business that he has in your heart. Many of you told me you've had businesses in your heart. Well, how do you do that? He's going to give you light, and you're going to have to do what he said here. Walk in the light.
Right.
Look, then Jesus said to them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light. What will happen if you don't walk in the light when you get the light? Darkness will come upon you. What does that mean? Darkness will come upon you. Well, the light will go out. You ever notice whenever the Lord reveals something to you as part of his plan, it lights you up, it excites you, it illuminates your inner man, and suddenly you can see how it could come to pass. But if you get all excited about it and do nothing with it, remember the parable of the sower? There's one kind of ground. With joy they received it. But then they went their way and cares of this life and other things stole it, and it got away from them. And then they're back to darkness, and they're wondering, how on earth could that ever come to pass? Well, and then that's what happened. Darkness came upon them, like this verse said. Well, you have the light. Walk in the light. Let me start this verse over again. Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. He that walketh in darkness knows not whither he goes. That's another way of saying they become confused again and disoriented, and they don't know how they're ever going to be able to do it. Now, come on, I'm telling you how this works. He doesn't know where he's going. While you have light, believe in the light that you may be the children of light. What's the point? The point is, notice these two terms. Walk while you have the light, there in that third verse 35. And then verse 36, while you have light, believe in the light. In other words, while it came. In other words, don't delay.
Don't delay.
Amen.
Don't delay.
Oh, how much time do you got tonight? Don't delay. While you have the light, right as soon as it comes, start acting on it. Well, it didn't say anything about acting. Let me ask you, what is walking? It is action. Walking is action. If I'm walking, there's action to my body. And he's saying, do something. Do something. Wait, what am I supposed to do? What did you see? I woke up the other morning. This is without understanding this, without taking steps based on promptings or illuminations or revelation, your life will stagnate into mediocrity and depression and discouragement because nothing is happening. Faith will make you a doer. Faith will give you action. It'll give you something to do. Not be lazy. Ah, come on, somebody, tell me you're getting it. So when he comes, and he's talking about the light coming, he's talking about light coming into your spirit, and the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. The spirit of man is where God will illuminate you to an idea or a direction.
Yes.
You understand what I'm talking about? To not walk in that when it comes will cause the progression of what God was trying to do. It'll cause it to either slow down or stop altogether. And that's the opposite of acceleration.
Yes, it is.
I said that's the opposite of acceleration.
Yes, it is.
I said that's the opposite of acceleration.
Yes, right.
I'm not wanting things slowing down.
No, sir.
So I'm going to have to do something when the light comes.
When the light comes.
Not later, when it comes. God has been dealing with me about this. I am by nature more of a consistent plotter. Rather than a, you know, maybe the old tortoise in the hare. Was that, who was that? Yeah, the tortoise in the hare. Anyway, that child's, what's that? You know what I'm talking about. But I'm of by nature more of a plotter. But that can get me in trouble, especially now that the Lord has spoken. How many of you remember the Lord said to me, he said, gird up the loins of your mind. It's time to run. Ever since he said that's when acceleration has been interesting to me. And God keeps talking to me about acceleration. Gird up the loins of your mind. It's time to run. What's he addressing? He's addressing my mentality. I have the mentality of a plotter. That works well in Cedar Rapids. But I have to be careful to not say, okay, God, Lord, I got that. I'll get to that. Gird up the loins of your mind. There's you're going to have to get a new mentality with what you're moving into now. What gird up the loins of your mind? It's time to do what? Let me ask you a question. If I'm walking, there's a certain pace that I'm at, right? And he's basically saying it's time to change your mentality because now it's time to run. The only difference between walking and running is the pace. That's the difference. I said that's the difference. And what the Lord's trying to tell us, what the Lord's trying to get us into is acceleration. But he has to have us get a new mentality about a new pace. When the light comes,
yes,
that's a different mentality. Huh? Come on now. Oh, hallelujah. I found that there's been a couple things lately. One's the church in Kansas City. The other one's aviation. The Lord's basically challenging me. Here's how he said it. He said, delay in responding can get you out of the flow of the Spirit.
All right.
He's trying to do things at a quicker pace. But if you delay in responding, it's going to get you out of the flow. He said it can cause the momentum he gave at the speaking to wane. Did you get that? The momentum he gave at the speaking will wane. In other words, when God says something, right then, faith comes by hearing.
Yes. Yes.
And also, when God says something, there's power on it.
Yes.
Don't wait. Don't delay in responding to that because the anointing was on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Faith came there, and the power was there. Act on it right there.
Yes, sir.
How many have ever had the Lord deal with you about something, and you delayed, and later you talked yourself out of it? And you wonder then, well, I don't even know if that was God.
Yeah.
It was God. You just gave the devil the opportunity to bring doubt. You delayed. So you got out of the momentum because you didn't respond to the Spirit. And you got out of the flow of the Spirit. You got out of the anointing. If you want to keep the anointing moving, keep acting. I'm not talking about just making things up to do. I'm talking about on promptings he's given you. But I don't understand. Welcome to Faith 101. Where are we going? This is like Abraham. God called him to go out into a place. Afterward, he was going to talk to him about where it was. Oh, I can't do that. Well, then you'll never you'll never amount to anything spiritually.
Hey, come on, you're helping.
You'll never amount to anything. Hey, are you looking at these eyes?
Yes, sir.
You will never amount to anything if, I'm not saying you won't, but if you don't respond.
Yes, sir.
Response is an expression of faith.
Amen.
It's an action of faith. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be okay with it. Survey your life. Analyze things. What has been stagnant?
Come on.
Now, I don't mean, listen, you got there's things that you've got to, God can say things to you that you don't have the faith for, and you've got to build your faith for it.
Yeah.
I don't mean that there's not a time to build your faith in some things, but some things that we're delaying too much.
Yeah, come on. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Are you still with me this evening? If we delay in our response, we'll lose that momentum.
Yeah.
He initiated the momentum when he said it, but it's man's faith and acting on that faith that keeps that momentum going.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Amen.
Amen.
I got challenged on this based on the way I started approaching the church plant in Kansas City. I said, I was just getting ready for the Vision Sunday, and I said, well, it just seems like we've got so many things going, we'll put that off till next year.
Okay.
And the Lord just jerked me real hard about it.
All right.
He said, I said, it's time to run.
Yeah.
He said, you're falling back into that same old mentality.
Yeah.
You're not going to do anything for a whole year. He said, don't do that. He didn't say this word, said in this term, but basically he was saying to me, I can walk and chew gum all at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He didn't use that term, but that's my way of expressing what he was saying to me. And so he started dealing with me. He said, I gave you enough direction to get you started in a certain direction. He said, you start praying in that direction. He said, you start going down there. You start just driving around the city and seeing what part of the city seems right to you.
Right. Come on.
He said, get down there and just spend time down there.
Yeah.
Get a vision for what's setting right in your spirit. And he said, if you just sit up here and pray, you're not going to be in the atmosphere that I'm going to talk to you. And you know, every time I have gone to Kansas City since that time, as soon as I get there, he starts talking to me.
Amen.
First time after, actually, that was this year. The first, let's see, when was that? Anyway, yeah, I think it was this year that I got down there. It was Thanksgiving last year. I got down there and I said, okay. I woke up the next morning. He said, now let me start talking to you. He started talking to me. About down there. He talks to me about this here.
Amen.
But many times I have to get down there.
Yeah.
See, that's why people aren't getting any direction. They're not taking any steps towards it.
All right. Yeah.
Well, I don't have any money to take any steps. Did you ever hear of YouTube?
Thank you.
You can get an education. Let's say you have a business in your heart.
Yeah.
Come on.
You can get an education about how to work that business on YouTube.
Yeah.
Cost you no more than your Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to have to be so practical to you, but some of you aren't very practical.
Yeah.
You're just pie in the sky. One day I'm going to have, it's just like it's going to fall on you. It's not going to fall on you. You're going to have to put some feet or some shoe leather to that vision.
Yes.
Have you gone out and looked at another business that's doing the same thing? Have you spent any time meditating on it? Preach it too. But spend any time, you're just talking about the vision.
Come on.
Fellowshipping with God about it. Anybody still here? Hallelujah. Walking is action. Hallelujah. So when you get light, take the step. I've been doing that with the church plant and with aviation. It's amazing how God starts directing you when you start taking steps. You can turn a steer or direct, let's put it that way, direct a moving car much easier than you can a car sitting still. And God can direct you much easier if you're just moving.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Just doing something.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I prayed and he didn't show me what to do. Well, just then, that just must mean then that you already know what to do.
Yeah.
Just do what you know. Just check your spirit. Pray some in tongues and you get a prompting.
Yes.
Oh, I can't tell you how big this is. just the other day, I started laying out some things. If God's going to, not if in unbelief, but I'm saying since God is going to move us into aviation, then we got to think about some things. We got to know some things about aviation, and we're doing all kinds of study and learning and research, and planes come up, and we talk on the phone like, okay, what about this one? What's that term mean? What's that mean? Oh, do we need that? Well, okay, well, you know, we just walk through things. And the other day I woke up, the other morning I woke up, and I mean, whatever, 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was, just woke up. First thing that came to me, check how far the Monticello Airport is from your house.
All right. Amen.
Oh, okay. My phone's laying right there. Yeah. You know, you're trying to get your eyes to... And I, you know, checked it. It's 15 minutes closer than Cedar Rapids. I called Justin. I said, not at 3 a.m., but I called him later. I said, hey, let's go down to this Monticello Airport. Just something came to me about the Monticello Airport. Let's see what they got down there. What kind of hangars do they have? What kind of, how long is the runway? Is it long enough for our plane? And all this, you know, how much does hangars work? Do they have a mechanic down there? All this, just all kinds of stuff. I mean, stuff that wouldn't even make sense to you. So we set up a time. I like how he responded. I said, Justin, let's do this. Just tell me when it works for you and so forth. He said, well, no time like today.
Oh, praise God. Yes.
He said, you want to do it today or tomorrow? I said, doesn't matter. Whatever works for your schedule. I'm trying to be respectful of his schedule. But he said, well, it's 70 degrees out today and going to be 50 tomorrow. I like that. Let's move. And we got out there and we learned so much. So much. I mean, it's just all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Just standing, talking to people, listening to people that work in that industry.
Come on.
Do you do that with your vision?
Come on.
Don't duck. We'll know it's you. You got to take step. I don't know what God's saying. Of course not. You're sitting still doing nothing. Well, God didn't give me a green light. He already gave you a green light whenever he spoke to you. I like what Pastor Nancy said the other Sunday. She said, we're not led by green lights, we're led by red lights. What does that mean? That means just start moving until you get a check. What is a red light? It's something you lose peace about something. See, for a long time, we were considering Marion as the airport we would fly in and out of. I mean, Cedar Rapids was always kind of far away, you know, from where we live. And it was always just, I don't know, and who knows, maybe we'll still end up there but at some point. But just never quite stood out to me or anything. I mean, just in the natural, God can do anything. But just in the natural, you've got a whole lot longer wait to get a hangar, you know, and we might have to move faster than that, I would assume. God can do anything. If he leads us, then we'd get it. But not if he doesn't lead us. Do you know what I hear? You know what comes out of some people whenever I start talking about this? They're sitting there going, you're really going to do this, aren't you? Yeah!
Yes, we are!
It is not a toy. When I get to looking at what he's saying,
come on.
I keep saying, Lord, who's the pastor in Kansas City?
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Come on. Yeah.
Crickets.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Yeah, you need to come.
You mean every week I drive back and forth? So that's 2 days of driving every week?
No, sir.
Of course not.
No, you're not driving.
That's not even wisdom.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you.
The Lord said phase three has had, I said, what's in phase three? He said aircraft.
Yes, sir.
I was shocked by that. You know my testimony. Before God, I was shocked by him saying that. I thought he was going to talk to him about the anointing. I sincerely was asking about the anointing.
Yes, sir.
And he said the aircraft. I didn't know what was coming, that he was going to lead us about another church plant. And so how do you do that? I just kept looking at that. There's no way. I said, Lord, are you sure there's not somebody else? I think somebody's going to help us down there. But we're the ones that's supposed to be going down there. That's not my plan. I really would rather not in the flesh. Are you with me?
Yes,
we're with you.
Well, Pastor, that's just wonderful for you. But your life could be exciting, too.
Come on.
Well, I'm retired. What does that have to do with faith? We live by faith. Bible doesn't say we live our productive years by faith and then we retire by unbelief.
No.
Come on.
If I have to retire the way some people retire, I'm not interested.
Seriously.
Thank God I don't have to. I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm just saying me. I got too much go ye in you. You know what I'm talking about? I heard him say to me as a young kid, go tell my people I'm coming soon. And that word goes real big in me. Go tell my, go.
Yes, go.
The flesh would like to sit. God has blessed us. We have wonderful home, wonderful property. Just, I enjoy it. I walk out on it and walk around like I was walking around today. I just wanted to get some exercise. I wasn't just goofing off. I had to get some exercise. I hadn't been out exercising for the, like I should. Amen. Got to keep this body in shape.
That's right.
If you're going to go, you got to keep it in shape.
That's right.
Yeah. I was out walking around. I was just looking around. You know, if you don't know anything about deer woods, you don't know what to do in March. But in March, you look for shed antlers. See, you learned something tonight. So I'm walking. I'm keeping my good pace, but I'm just looking. I had a when I decided to walk up on the ridge down through the woods. Right there's a deer antler. And then right there's two whole racks. Three in one place. Anyway, I don't know why I told you that, but it was, got off the subject. Don't get me off the subject like that. Well, but see, delay in response. If I hadn't responded to that, check out Montessori. And boy, we had peace while we were there. So we're just going that direction. If we get redirected, fine. But for now, we're just going that direction. Amen. What's your vision here? How many how many feet are you going to, what's your 10-year plan? Here, 10 years, we're going to have it out to 5,000 feet runway. Oh, great. That'll work, too, for the next plane.
Yes, sir. Seriously. Yes, sir.
How do you do all that you do? I don't really know.
Yeah.
I keep my head off of it.
Yeah.
Because my head is an ox cart compared to moving with the Spirit at the speed of light. My head will make me go boom, 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 boom. Like an ox. Amen. Hallelujah. So not walking in the light when it comes causes the progression of God's plan to slow or stop altogether. Amen. Let's get more of a mentality. In fact, go over to Romans and notice what it says in the fourth chapter. Romans, the fourth chapter. Jesus is, Romans here talks about, let me go over there myself, talks about Abraham's faith, really. Abraham's faith is like this, and this is your father in the faith. If you ever studied the Bible, Abraham is your example in faith. Act like him. Bible said, be imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. That's really talking about the Old Testament patriarchs. Yeah. But notice here it says in Romans, the fourth chapter, the 12th verse, it says, he's the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. In other words, he had this faith before he was circumcised. And remember, the Bible said that God said to him, your faith is counted to you for righteousness. That's what our faith is counted to us for, is righteousness. So he said, this faith that Abraham showed us, that we also have, has steps to it. Let's get the mentality that if God spoke to us about something, for some of you it's a business. For some of you, it's ministry. For some of you, it could be a home that he has for you because you have 17 children and, you know, you're not quite, but anyway. And you need more bedrooms. They're stacked on top of each other. Keep some of you interested. Not in children, but in the work. Let's get the mentality of that if he spoke to us about something or just put something in our hearts.
Yeah.
Don't always think of speaking in the terms of like an audible voice or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But think of it as that you had a prompting about towards something.
Yes.
Then don't think of that as that one hearing was all that God had to say about that. That just gave you, when the Lord said to me, there's a further plan here, I was in Kansas City, there's a further plan here for your ministry, and instantly I knew what it was. My head, I tried to not think in the lines of what my heart knew it was, and I could only do that for about a day or a day and a half, and I just said, no, I know what he was talking about. That's I know. I'm not going to play semantics with God. You know. Just know, I knew it. When God says something to you, you know it.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Like a dream I had the other night. When I awoke, it was so far beyond anything that could happen in this time that instantly I knew it would happen over in the millennium.
Yeah.
I'll tell you more about that at some point because it's important.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So here, say out loud, steps of faith. One hearing is not, God doesn't say everything he has to say to you about something in one hearing.
That's right.
What are you going to have to do to get more? Well, when the Lord said to me, he said, there's a further plan for your ministry here in Kansas City. And instantly I knew it was a church.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't asking about that. I wasn't thinking about that. That thought never crossed my mind. Well, I take that back. Kind of one time briefly I thought about it. I'm talking about 10 years ago.
Sure.
But just forgot about it. But whenever that came to me, my first thought was, you know, the Bible said over there in Colossians 1:9, I believe it's 1:9, it says that he'll fill you with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. My first thought, in fact, I said it to the Lord, I said, that certainly isn't being filled with the knowledge of your will. I was asking him for more information.
Yes. Yes, sir.
That's not being filled. That's just a little piece of his will.
Amen.
Just enough. See, God will speak to you just enough to get you to seek him in that direction.
Yes.
Because that's not all he has to say to you about it.
Yes, exactly.
But he's just directing your faith project.
Yes.
He's getting you to look in this direction for something that he has for you. Remember years ago when the Lord said to us, don't start, I told my wife, I don't think I ever want an aircraft for the ministry. The Lord said, don't start setting that in motion now. I said, you'd eat the good of the land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
What's the good of the land traveling? I know people get all upset about it, but that's between them and God. I'm the one that's got to stand before the Lord and give an account for the church in Kansas City.
Yes, sir, exactly.
Just because you don't mean it doesn't mean that, you know, what you've... Just because you don't have to give an account doesn't mean that your flippantness about it means that I can be flippant.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So when he said these things, it gave us direction to seek him for more. So we started praying. And the Lord started saying, get down there. Just spend some time down there and get some time down there praying. Start driving around down there. See what sets right with you. So we did. We took some time, prayed a few weekends ago, a month ago, whatever it was. And we were down there for a few days, preaching also. But then I said, I want to drive. Nobody was with me. Pastor David was helping Mom. I said, I want to just drive around the city. I got two areas. I've kind of narrowed it down in my spirit. It just seems like it's one of these two areas.
Yes, sir.
So I want to drive to both of these areas. And I went to the northern side first where I had, and I drove around. I'm saying this not, I'm just saying this is what you need to do.
Yes.
Start moving toward it. Do something. Investigate it. Get into that part of town or do. In other words, I just hear the Lord saying, without the Lord saying it this way, this is my way of saying what the Lord's, get off your bohunkus. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
All right. So I was driving around. I was in the northern part first. And I finished up most of the areas, pretty much all the areas up there that I wanted to see. Sometimes you just got to get there before you know. So I finished up driving around. I just said to the Lord as I pulled out of the last area, I said, Lord, this just doesn't seem like that's it. There's nothing in my, that doesn't seem like, I said it this way, it doesn't seem like home. Not that we plan to live down there. I mean, permanently, you know, but I'm just mean for the church. It doesn't seem like the place for the church. So I started driving to the other area that I had maybe promptings towards. And Pastor Debbie, God had already spoken to Pastor Debbie about this other area, but I needed to know.
Amen.
Thank God for her direction, but see, when anything comes to oppose it, I need to have something to stand on. Not just, well, God, she said God spoke to her. Well, I need to know God spoke to me. So I drove to this other area. As soon as I got there, I'm home. I'm home. And I said, Lord, this is it, isn't it? And I just had that, knowing. Just had that knowing.
Yes, sir.
And so, and just as soon as I know it, I just started getting a little giddy.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And I said, Lord, thank you for showing. And I had to pull the car over because direction started coming. Direction. And I needed to get it. I didn't want to forget it. I said, I had to write it down. He said several things. I can't say it all. But he said, you'll have a daycare here just like there. And he started talking to me about the part of town. And he started talking to me about different things. As soon as I knew the place, and I said, Lord, this is it, isn't it? Then direction started coming. What if I had not taken that step to just be there? Just get there. Just drive to that part of town. Nah, that's not it. Drive to this part of town. Woo!
Come on with it, yeah.
Hallelujah. And I think people are sitting still making confessions, and they've been doing that for so long, and they're not acting, that nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Do you know if you make a confession of faith, and then because as a result of that, God gives you some direction, and you don't move on it,
yes,
now you're no longer in faith. Now you're no longer in faith. You can parrot all the things you used to parrot. I'm not talking about a booming voice out of heaven. I'm talking just the knowing. Just the knowing. Many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. And then His Spirit bears witness. 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 Say witness. He's not talking about a voice. He's just talking about a knowing, just a witness.
Hallelujah.
But if we don't respond to those things, things get delayed. Steps of faith. Say it out loud. Steps of faith. Hallelujah. Steps is what you do when you walk, and steps is also what you do when you run.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Amen.
But he's saying you have to start picking up the pace.
Yes. Yes.
Stop kind of treating it like, okay, Lord, I'll get around to that. Amen. You have to keep the momentum and acceleration of things alive by action. Action, action, action.
Amen.
Not sitting, confessing, action. While you're confessing, promptings will come. I've had this happen over and over again. Where I'm praying in tongues, I get a prompting, pray in tongues. Or I'm making confessions of faith, I get a prompting, pray in tongues. And I pray in tongues, and revelation comes. Oh, okay, I'll do that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Somebody said, what if you go that direction and it's not right? Well, you can back up. Amen. We're not talking about signing all your earthly possessions away on this dotted line.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you can do without committing all your resources to it. You want to make sure that you're hearing from God before you put all your resources on it. Amen. When I heard it's time to run, I heard it's time to pick up the pace. Hallelujah. He's talking about the speeding up of the pace of our response. Not letting any grass grow beneath our feet. Not letting there be any delay.
Hallelujah.
I have noticed a pattern. You ought to recognize this in your life. I've noticed a pattern that the Lord would start, in the past, the Lord would start speaking to me in the past, usually a certain period of time, I know how much it is, before I get into something. I start getting a prompting. Oh, I sense we're going to be doing this, or I sense this is coming, or something that God wants us to step out into, or whatever. Another branch of ministry. So usually it'd be a certain amount of time. I don't know how much time that is. But when I heard it's time to run, gird up your mind, it's time to run, what I thought about was, okay, it's not going to be that long anymore. Amen. And when it comes to Kansas City, he's already spoken to me. He said, it's really up to you, the pace you go at. But he said, I would be pleased if you would do it by this time. And he told me which time. What time?
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
I'm like, okay. Whoa. Amen. Now, Brother Dr. Summerall, I don't know if you've ever read any of his story or anything. Like, for example, when God told him to go to the Philippines, he's a pastor of a church. God told him to go to the Philippines. He was preaching his Sunday morning service. He came home, I think if I heard the story right, he came home to get some rest and get ready for the Sunday night service. And he was praying, and God said, I want you to go to the Philippines. He came downstairs and told his wife, the Lord told me to go to the Philippines. She said, well, when are we leaving? He said, right after church service tonight. I'm resigning the church and the service tonight. Well, that's sort of like when you get the light, walk in the light. I'm not saying that God's telling us to do that. I'm not saying he shouldn't have done that. Don't misunderstand me. But I'm just simply saying, because there might be some things you need to get in order. So don't just take one. But I'm just simply saying that God honored that and moved. Hallelujah. I don't know if you're getting this tonight. Say it's a new season. And it requires an accelerated pace. Hallelujah. In reality, we set the pace by our response, not God. And God can't take us faster than we're willing to go. Did you hear that? He can't take us faster than we're willing to go. I don't know when the time is that God would say, all right, I'll find someone else. But I don't want God to even have those thoughts. Amen. Think about this. When God speaks to you, it's like a quarterback that passes the ball to the catcher, to the receiver.
Yes, sir.
That quarterback is no longer in charge of the play. He had handed the play off to somebody else. Now it's completely in their. It's completely up to them how that play is carried out. In other words, when God speaks to us, he has passed us the ball. Now that's true in your life personally. Whenever God speaks to you about a business or a ministry, where God says plant a church or do something or do whatever. Are you with me? When God speaks, he has passed us the ball. In other words, it is out of his hands and in our hands.
Yes.
We've been preaching this year on the authority of the believer. This is the authority of the believer. When God speaks, he puts the authority to bring that to pass in our hands. Now, if it happens, it's up to us. Because we are laborers together with God. We are laborers. Get that. We are laborers together. He's not doing things on his own down here. He's working through us. And we can speed the thing up or we can delay the thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God gave the church the authority to carry out his plans when he spoke to them.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
I said he gave that authority to us.
Right.
What we allow is what will be allowed. If we allow it to go slow, it will go slow.
Yeah.
Amen. But how many of you know we said on Sunday, God is running out of time.
Yes.
He can't afford slow response anymore. We're at the end. Somebody hearing what the Spirit's saying? Come on, this might mean cutting out some things. I mean, all that time spending on this or that or the other, you could use that time to advance in the plan. I know God's telling me, cut some things out. Just it's not even worth it. It doesn't amount, and when it comes to eternity, it won't change anything. Are you out there? Hebrews 12:1 says, lay aside, seeing we're compassed about so great a cloud and witnesses, lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets us, and let us run. The Lord says, time to run. With patience, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, so forth and so on. Notice that, lay aside every weight, every sin and the weights. There's some things that aren't sins, but they're just keeping you from acceleration.
Amen.
Now, weights, the Lord said this to me, weights are not sins, but they could be. They could include characteristics of your personality to cause you to be more laid back and passive and slow to respond.
Oh, come on.
I got convicted. And I just heard some conviction in you, too. So we're all in this together.
Amen.
Maybe we ought to read that again just so that conviction hits real good. Weights include characteristics of your personality that cause you to be more laid back and passive and slow to respond. One thing about being around Dr. Dufresne.
Yeah.
Oh my
is he would, I like the way Pastor Nancy said the other day. She said, when he heard from God and he got it clear and he settled it and he was sure of God, he said, he would drag everybody else through the mud, pulling them into it. She said, even if your feet weren't under you, he's in there. Come on, let's go, let's go, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
He's just that way.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, amen.
Still love it.
Amen.
You need to be around people that just kind of smack you around like that. You know what I'm talking about? And he was that way. He just smacked me around. I mean, not physically, not verbally, no abuse or anything. But I mean just by his grunt of faith. Yeah. Just his responding.
Yes.
Okay, God said, do it. Let's do it.
Yes.
Come on. Amen.
Just love that about him. We got time and eternity to sit around on rocking chairs, maybe. Come on. Really, I don't think we're going to be on rocking chairs in eternity either. I don't think there's any rocking chairs in heaven. I don't think there's any harps to play. I know there are, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being lazy.
Yeah, come on.
We're preparing in this life to reign in that life. Well, praise the Lord. So he's been dealing with me about some of these things. Speeding up. If I get a prompting, go with it. Go with it. Go with it.
Yes.
Amen. Get a prompting to sow seed, just go with it.
Yes.
Get a prompting to become a partner with Dr. Savelle, go with it.
Yes.
Just do it. Just do it. Just do it.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Do you know what he's asking us to do is get things done down here?
Yes.
And you know, there's going to be assignments. And when we get that assignment done, there's going to be another assignment.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, when are all the assignments going to be done?
Yes.
Never. So forget it. Well, I'm going to be glad to go to heaven. Then it's not going to be that way up there either. Your Lord is going to say, I want you to do this. I want you to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Amen.
When am I going to get to rest? Rest as you go. Just rest as you go. Hallelujah. But the thing he's saying is, I need you to get assignments done quicker because there's another step I need you to take.
Right. Yes.
Do you know you only have so much time down here?
Yes.
There's a day when your body is not going to last any longer. And we will have to stand before the Lord and give an account. Did we do what he told us to do? Well, Lord, I didn't get around to it. I don't think that's going to really fly. How many of you think that's going to fly? I was busy, you know, my kids and this and the job. And, you know, I had some things I wanted to do in life. And
come on. Come on, sir.
Yeah, praise the Lord. I don't know if this sermon's making you happy or mad. So he's been dealing with me about speeding up the habit pace. The habit pace. You know what I mean by the habit pace? Not the hobbit pace. The habit pace. The habit. What's your gate? You know what I mean by that? Okay, I'll get around to that. Is that the way it's been? He's asking us to speed some things up. Hallelujah. Some things that have been our pace in the past are no longer going to be acceptable.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oftentimes he's waiting on us. People say, I'm just waiting on the Lord. A lot of times they're not. He's already prompted in them and they're just blah, 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 blah. Well, that would take extra time after I get home from work. I don't know. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. That's a bad spiritual habit. Amen. Being slow is a bad spiritual habit. Lay it aside. Isn't that what he said? Lay it aside.
Yes.
Amen. And we're not just talking about making plans, making our own plans, and then just getting with it. You know, the world is into movers and shakers. Well, God hasn't called us to make our plans and then do what we're preaching. He's called us, like Luke 8:22 says, this came to pass on a certain day. He went into a ship with his disciples and he said to them, let us go over to the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. They didn't just launch forth. They got direction and launched forth.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is not just you being a person of initiative. This is God starting something and you responding by action. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Believers don't make plans and ask God to bless them. They find out what plans have already been made.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything in my life that I plan to do. Well, I am. Well, I'll tell you something about you. You're not following God. I planned it all out when I was 8 years old. Well, I doubt if you were that spiritual at 8 years old. Well, somebody's not happy about that, but anyway.
It's good.
When God passes it to you, it's in your hands. You have authority over it. Whether it ever comes to pass, how quick it comes to pass, whether it comes to pass accurately or not, or sort of sloppily. That's kind of what I had in mind, but I don't want to hear that at the judgment seat of the Christ, do you? That's sort of what I had in mind, but you know, what did you do that for, and why did you add that to it? And so it's really in our hands. Isn't that right? And so the Lord has dealt with me in this way: take ownership of it. As if you're a shareholder in God's plan. You know, owners have a different mentality than employees. Owners are initiators. Employees are responding to initiators. So once God initiates, I'm not talking about you and I just initiating a plan, but I'm talking about once God initiates, then we are to take ownership of it and act like we are the ones that have to bring this to pass.
That's good.
Employees don't take ownership. Employees just sign up or come sign in for a paycheck. Amen. But owners, they take responsibility for everything happening. Tell your neighbor, I'm glad I came to church tonight. I'm not even hardly getting this subject introduced that I wanted to preach on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, we're out of time. Maybe there'd be a better time to start. Maybe the next time we get on this. Hallelujah. Don't egg me on. You might be here all night. Hallelujah. Stand with me to your feet. We'll get back on this. Just know God's talking to all of us. Well, Pastor, sounds like he's talking to you. If he's talking to me, he's talking to all of us. He's talking to all of us. Hallelujah. What has he already said that you haven't done anything about? What about a business? What about, you know, if you got a dream for a bigger house, have you gone and looked? Have you checked the market? Have you been around town? Have you found the development you like? Have you picked out a floor plan that you like? Do you like this style, that style? What's... Amen.
Amen.
Have you written it down? Do you meditate on it?
Come on.
Amen. Have you said, God, okay, now what's my next step?
Yeah, exactly.
Do I need to go to a banker? What do I need to do?
Come on.
What? I mean, just move. Somebody said, well, he hasn't said anything to me to do. There's some things he shouldn't have to tell you. Just do what you know to do. If you have a vision for a house, you know you're going to have to find it. You're going to have to buy it. You're going to have the bank, or maybe you've got the cash or whatever. You're going to have to. You got to put shoe leather to it.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Amen. Where Christians miss it is they just kind of initiate things on their own rather than get direction from the Spirit. But then also where they miss it is just kind of making confessions and saying, it's going to come to pass. In Jesus' name is going to... That's right. The Bible teaches confession. But it also... When you make confessions... Remember the Bible said you'll decree a thing and it'll be established unto you. But here, the light will shine on your way. When you say it, light will come. In other words, here's the next step. When you say it, light will come.
Yes, sir.
But don't think when light comes, you can just keep saying it and stay in faith.
Okay.
You can't just keep saying it. Well, you should keep saying it. Don't misunderstand me. But don't think that's all that is now. That's the full expression of your faith now. Your faith is not fully being expressed now because you're not walking in the light. And you can keep saying it and the light will go out. And you'll not know what happened. Well, you didn't respond to the light. Amen. I haven't even hardly got the introduction to what I got in my heart here. Praise God. Do I have any movers and doers in the congregation?
Amen.
You know, I don't mean this in a critical way. I just kind of mean it to show this is really the truth. There are some denominational folks, good denominational believers that love God and born again, just as born again as we are. But they kind of laugh at us because they're out doing it and we're just talking about it. So it gives Word of Faith people a bad name. You know what I'm talking about? Amen. Ouch, Pastor. Well, I know that's an ouch on all of us. Amen. Let's learn what faith is really like. Faith is more than just talk. Right. It's action. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I still love Pastor Jay anyhow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are times that people maybe won't do anything more than make a faith confession. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody's laying in bed totally paralyzed. You know what I'm talking about? But that's those times are very few. Most of the time, there's steps to take. Steps to take. Steps of faith. Steps of faith. Steps of faith. Steps of faith. Let's do this. Between now and Sunday, let's take some sort of step.
Yes.
For you, it might be a better job, a better, you know, house, something. Let's take a step of some kind.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
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 We ought to put a sign at the door. Have you taken your step? Have you taken your step? For Sunday morning, we'll put the sign on the door. And it'll say, if not, go to this class. No. Woo, Pastor, that's getting tight. Hey.
Yeah.
That's just saying, let's kick ourselves in the seat of the pants. What do you say? There will be no sign there. I'm kidding, but I'm challenging you. Do something. Here's something. I got to say this. You can't just go through life letting whatever comes up in life eat up all your time. You have to decide. Let's say you got a vision to start a business. You have to decide, okay, how much time am I going to set aside every week? I don't care if half the city blows away. I'm going to give my time to doing this. I'm going to give this 2 hours every Tuesday night or whatever. I'm going to give it to doing some research on next steps I need to take. Or when you get to doing some research, the Lord will prompt you. Not everything you hear on the internet is something that God's trying to tell you. But He'll show you. Don't watch that one. Watch this one. You know what I'm talking about. Practice these leadings in every one of these steps. Practice leadings on where you go to get the information. But make sure you don't just go through them. Don't let, Bible said that redeeming the time, the days are evil. The evil in this world will eat up your time. You have to redeem it. But one of the ways we redeem it is you decide, I'm going to respond to the Spirit in this area for this period of time. He's dealing with me. He has a business for me. I'm going to give myself to 2 hours or from whatever time, after dinner till bedtime, one night a week or something. I'm going to give myself to this. The devil will fight it, but you have to be persistent. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ought to change the name of the church. Spirit of Doers Family Church. Amen. Glory. Come on up, honey. But turn to your neighbor. You're not dismissed yet. But turn to your neighbor and say, you don't need me to help you do this, do you? Hey, come on. Say to your neighbor, I don't need to give you a good swift kick in the bee-doo-a.
Amen. It just rose up in my heart real quick to share with you the time, and I've talked about this before. Every single time that we ever moved, you know, there was always projects involved, and there's always steps, and sometimes I had to stay up until the middle of the night getting that project together. I mean, there were several times in the building of the house and all that, and you know, my flesh didn't always want to do that, but you just did what you had to do, and God always met us with that, and then you get rest too. But when we were moving from Coralville, we knew that we had to have a place closer to the house we were building, and we knew that either an apartment or a house or something like that. So I was looking, and it seemed in my spirit that it was going to be a place with some land, but it was going to be probably something like an apartment. I wasn't real thrilled about that, but you know what? I don't go into it saying, Lord, this is all that I want. I'm asking Him, what's the best for the plan? What's the best for us? Because you know, and And of course, I use wisdom with that and let him know that there's some things I like and all this. So I won't go into it because I had some supernatural experiences, even God dealing with me about a horse, you know, and there was horse on the lake. Well, anyway, moving on. They made glue out of it. But anyway, going right on. But I just saw a horse in my spirit. You know what I mean? It was a mean horse. But anyway, moving right along, I saw a horse. And I saw other things in my spirit about some future things. I'm like, what am I picking up? Well, anyway, so I was looking on the internet for apartments, for homes, different things. And I was really led to, there's two places that kind of came up in my spirit, but one particular one. So, of course, I called them immediately, and I called others, and they didn't get back with me. This was the only one, and we set it up for that next morning. Well, I was up until 3 in the morning trying to find a garage as well, because we needed like a 2,000-square-foot garage for several things.
To store a lot of stuff.
Yeah, because with all the things from Amazon and, you know... We're doing our own cupboards, and you know the guys
yeah,
are helping.
Yeah, we had the store building materials.
There's just several things. So anyway, so I stayed up until like 3 a.m. Trying to find, and I couldn't find anything.
While the Lord was telling her to go to bed.
Well, I'm telling the story here. Exactly, I'm getting there. So I met him in the morning. I knew it was right. It was a barn apartment, and there was land. We've got a horse over here. You know, so things I was seeing in my spirit. But with that, I said, now, do you know anybody that... I said, this seems good. This seems right. But do you know anybody that has some type of a barn, storage area, anything like that close by that we could use? He says, well, come with me. And we went out the back door of the barn, and part of the other barn was a 2,500-square-foot... you know,
storage area,
and he said, I need about 500, but you can have the other 2,000. And what immediately came up in my spirit, the Lord said, you should have went to bed last night. I had it. So that's the thing. I could go into a lot of, and I'm not going to, but that's what came up in my spirit. Sometimes we just have to be led by the Spirit of God, not get
yes,
in the mental.
Get in our
but
heads.
But I believe God wanted me to share that. But
yes.
I went toward it, and I was willing to, if I had to stay up all night long to find some, because there were times God has led me, you know, and I found it in the middle of the night. So, but that's not a pattern that that I believe He has for us, because He does want us to get rest. So,
amen. So what did we learn? Follow your heart, not your head. Save you a lot of time. You get more sleep. Amen. Glory to God.